I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Iran's nuclear games have the global spotlight focused on them once more. It's actually good news for imprisoned Christians facing apostasy charges. Case in point, Miriam Rustempour and Marzia Amirizadeh. They remain behind bars 7 months after their arrest, but they're still alive. Open Doors' Carl Mueller says now is the time to call for the women's release.
If people don't know that others are praying for them, they think they're going through this all alone. It's really quite dangerous. And that's why we try to take up the cause as much as possible to let people know.
Ironically, the harder the regime clamps down, the faster the church grows. You can help. The how and why are on our website. Meanwhile, Mali has occupied an almost permanent position on the list of the 10 poorest countries in the world. Microenterprise can be part of the solution. Farms International is now working through the final stages of assessing a new program launch in Mali. The team heads there in December to train the new committee. Churches are in desperate need of help. Farms International is a Christian ministry that serves the church by equipping families in poverty with the means for self-support, tithing, and evangelism. And in places where believers sing scripture, the church tends to grow faster. Frank Fortunato says knowing this fact helped birth Operation Mobilization's Heart Sounds International. Heart Sounds helps international churches develop their own worship songs.
Our desire is to connect people to their own melodies, but to see songs emerge that are worship-oriented so that they can have a body of songs in their own language and culture and musical style.
To learn more, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about any of today's stories, call us at 1-800-995-4828. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com to not only find Mission Network News, but other domestic and international news from a Christian worldview. I'm Greg Yoder.